Hi, I'm Janet Shield Scott, and you're listening to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, entertainment, and fun celebrity secrets.
Hello, and welcome to each and every one of you. Thanks for tuning in to another Janet Shield Scott podcast. Today's guest, music video producer and songwriter Charles Bronson, explores with us his thought-provoking music videos and songs. He also has a $1,000 back-to-school contest that he's going to tell us about. But first, let's get to the inspiring quotes for today. The first one is anonymous. When you are going through something difficult and wonder where God is, remember the teacher is always quiet during the test. The next one is from Buddhist Vision. Worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. For more inspiring quotes, log on to my Facebook page or my Instagram page at Janet Shield Scott or JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. And then if you'd have something that you'd like to share, email me at JanetFitBeauty.com@gmail.com. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Stuart Reed Law Group takes care of all your legal needs. Affordable rates for business law, family law, real estate law, probate court, bankruptcy, wills and trust. Log on to stuartreedlaw.com or call 818-264-4888. That's 818-264-4888. Welcome back to JanetFitBeautyStyle.com, a Janet Shield Scott podcast. I'm Janet Shield Scott. Our guest, Charles Bronson, music producer and songwriter, produced the song I Miss My Daddy. He produced that song for teen singing sensation Haley Smith, an Apollo Theater contest winner. This is a tough topic that many of us can relate to. And I must say that watching Haley's music video is quite touching. Now let's say hello to Charles Bronson, and he can give us the correct enunciation for his name. All right, Charles.
Hello, Ms. Scott. Thanks for introducing me to your audience. And yeah, I'm going to make it real easy for you. If you think about the name Charles Bronson, Charles is an abbreviation of Charles, where you can spell it C-H-A-S, and Bronx, son, as in son of the Bronx, Charles Bronson.
Okay? All right. Okay. So tell us, how did you get involved in being in the video? And you said play the father of Haley in the video?
Yes. I produced the song for Haley, and I was actually in the process of putting music together for a documentary about father's rights.
Oh,
and
wow.
I decided to try to put something together that would express how young girls feel with regards to the absence of their fathers in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And around that time, I met Haley, so I was trying to figure out how to bring her into the project. And after sitting with her for a while and discussing some of the things that she had witnessed a lot of her friends going through, the birth of the song I Miss My Daddy came.
All right, so you produced, you wrote the lyrics and the music?
Yes.
Okay, and then you put the video together?
Yes, I produced the video.
Oh, okay, which people can view on YouTube, that's correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, and what made you decide to write about this, since you said girls in particular missing their fathers?
Well, primarily because in the past I've done a project entitled Let Daddy Explain, where the father was trying to rekindle the relationship that he had with his daughter that had been kind of postponed since he had broke up with the mother, or by broken up with the mother, and he hadn't been around for some years. So in that particular story, the father was coming back and he was trying to talk to his daughter and explain his absence and try to make up for it. So this time around, I figured, well, why don't we flip it and have the daughter express to the mother how she was feeling about the absence of the father. And, you know, so it wouldn't be just from the perspective of the father.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that came about.
Okay, but I mean, are there females or young girls in your life that inspired this? And where is this coming from? I mean, it's a great subject. I totally can relate to it, and I'm sure a lot of others can, and I think it's great that you're doing this, but I'm just trying to figure out, you being a male, was there, do you have a sister or mother or someone that's gone through this other than Haley?
Well, ironically, yes. I have a sister that has gone through that. And it's funny you mention that, because the mom had... Well, her grandmother had forbid my father from seeing her.
Oh,
so she had to grow up not knowing him. She didn't get a chance to know him.
Mm. And you know what? See, that's kind of what makes me sad when it comes to parents breaking up, because parents sometimes think they're punishing the other parent. But actually, they're hurting the child. They don't seem to realize that.
Right.
I
just... I wanted to cover that. I wanted to kind of, you know, make parents think about that before they continue their quest of trying to get full custody or whatever it is that they're battling their exes over.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the child, because the child has feelings.
That's right, yeah. And no matter how good or bad that other parent is that you're trying to keep the child from, I think that you should let the child experience that so that they'll know what their parents really like.
Yeah. Right. You know, instead of telling that child, oh, well, you know, your father is no good. He always stands you up. He doesn't do this. Let the child see for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just say, no, you can't come around because he's this, that, and the third. Let the child see why the mother feels like that.
Right.
And vice versa. It could be the other way around. You know, it could be that the mother is, you know, a little funny style. And that has to be shown instead of telling the child that the parent is you know, no good or something like that, or telling the child about some of their shortcomings. Let the child see for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the example that I gave is, you know, I've heard a lot of women say, well, you know, the father doesn't keep his word. You know, he says he's going to come around and take the child out to a ball game or something. And the child is sitting up on a Saturday afternoon with the baseball cap on, waiting for dad to show up, and then dad doesn't show up.
You know, yeah.
Let the child see that enough so that they can form their own conclusion about the parent.
Right. I was just going to say, or maybe the dad does want to show up and take the child to that game, and they're being prevented from doing that, or to some type of outing or something. Let's make it clear that right now we're talking about responsible parenting, not abusive parenting. So, because you have a lot of fathers out there that do want to be responsible.
Uh-huh.
And then
yeah,
that...
And,
go ahead.
Yeah, I saw it for myself. I have a few friends that have gone through something like that.
Now, okay, so you said that you saw this too with your sister, so... You and your sister, I don't know if I should be asking this, but you have the same dad?
Yes.
Okay, so then your sister, because you said that your father passed away?
Yes.
How does your sister feel about you doing this subject, putting it in video and song?
Well, she liked it, and... he said that, and she thought it was like a real serious topic that needed to be covered. And she really appreciated it.
Okay. And then,
you know, it was real odd because, you know, my father, when I was a kid, used to always tell us that, you know, one day I'm going to find your sister because he lost contact with her because, you know, the grandmother had forbid her or forbid my father being able to see her. And they just, like, vanished. So, you know, he used to say all the time, one of these days I'm going to find your sister. Find your sister. And then he died. And it was, you know, we had no information as far as, like, how to find her or anything. My grandfather, he had an address book. And in this address book, it had the name of a woman who gave birth to my sister, you know, so many years ago. And one day I met, you know, a friend of mine, we were talking. And she said that she was studying to be like a private investigator. And I jokingly said to her, well, you know, one of these days when you get your degree or your certificate, maybe you can help me find my sister. And she said, well, if I had a little bit of information about her, you know, like her mother's last name and some other information, like the date of birth, something like that. And the only thing I knew, Janet, was that my sister's name was Penny. When I was a kid, I always was told about Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister Penny. And so I did a little investigation, and I called my aunt who had my grandfather's address book that I just told you about. And she gave me a little information. She said, your sister's mother's last name was Herbert or something like that. And so I gave my friend that information. And that night she called me. She said she sent out something on classmates.com or something like that. And she sent down some information, and the person got back and said, wow, who's the long-lost relative? Because the email said, oh, you have a long-lost relative looking for you. And she read it back to me, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to get excited. Because real quick, what we did is we went by a process of elimination. We took all the people whose names were similar, and we said, okay, well, who would be about 18 years old when they graduated from classmates? And we picked that name, and it actually, you know, we hit the mark, we thought. So, you know, I'm sitting here, I said, before I get excited, I just send another email and ask her if her nickname is Penny. And the next day, she says, you know, she called me, my friend called me, tells me to sit down. I sit down, and she says, the response in the email was, hello, I'm shaking in my boots right now. I never got a chance to meet my father, Charles, for the third, and I'm the fourth. And she said, when I was a little girl, my nickname was Penny, so that was her.
Mm.
And she didn't know that my father had passed. And so when we finally met up, I had to tell her everything. I had to tell her that, you know, dad had passed away some years ago. And, you know, she always held like a little spark in her heart of hope that one day she would find her father.
Oh, wow.
You know, so she appreciated the song.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that? Was that recently? Or?
That was about 8 years ago.
Okay. So is she older or younger?
Oh, yeah. She's grown now.
Mm.
Grown.
Oh, uh-huh. So then you met her as an adult?
As an adult.
Okay.
Yeah,
That is. That's kind of sad that she never got it. But I'm sure she probably appreciates meeting you and the rest of the family.
Oh, yeah. She has three brothers. She knew she had one. She just didn't know where he was. And she got a chance to meet all three of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And it's wonderful that you as a brother decided to make this more of an important message through video and through song, because again, there's so many kids or adults or people that haven't met their fathers, or like we were saying, just lack of being a fatherless person because of many different circumstances. Now, have you produced other videos before?
Yes, I have. And in particular, the one that I was just telling you about called Let Daddy Explain.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a slew of videos that I have on deck that I'm about to release. We also did two other songs in connection with that the Father's Rights project that I was telling you about.
Oh, no.
Haley's video is the first one. There was two other ones that come out of that. And one of the other ones she's going to talk about young boys growing up without their father.
Okay.
That one is coming pretty soon.
But have you produced any videos that we would know about? I mean, that.
No.
So this is your first project that's actually.
Yeah, and I formed my own imprint. And I'm releasing everything for that.
Oh, I think this is, yeah.
I set up my own YouTube channel, My Own Record, M-O-U-N Record, where we're going to release all of the...
Okay, it's M-O what now?
M-O-U-N. It's like Pictures Mound without the D, My Own Record.
Oh, okay, Mound Record, M-O-U-N Record.
Yeah, it's an acronym for Makings of Unforgettable New Record.
Oh.
And drives the point that I produce my own music.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll have to that's on YouTube, right?
Yes, with the first video release, which is Haley Smith, I Miss My Daddy.
And then your website is the same?
Yes, the website is mounrecord.com.
Okay, mounrecord.com.
Records, plural.
Records, yes. Okay. So MOUN records.com. Oh, this is really great, Charles. I'm inspired, and I think it's wonderful that you, again, are doing this because of the fact that it's not, the subject actually is not talked about enough. And then sometimes this is why some people make some of the wrong choices in life because of something they missed during their childhood.
Right. You know, I heard somebody say that, you know, as a youngster, what you don't complete, you will repeat when you get older.
Say that again. As a youngster?
What you don't complete, you will repeat.
Mm.
So, like, certain cycles that we tend to go through when we're younger, you know, like seeking attention or you know, being that guy in the crowd and having all those girls and or with women, you know, being that girl in the crowd and getting all the attention from the guys and having, you know, several partners and whatnot. If you don't go through that little phase that we typically tend to go through when we're at that age, you're going to wind up middle-aged trying to live it. You know, you're going to repeat that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, when your father passed away, did you have any other male mentors in your life? And did your sister ever have any other male mentors, either of you?
You know, that's a good question. I never asked my sister. I never asked if somebody filled in that void. I know that with me, at a certain point, because after my pops died, it was like I felt like nobody could fill his shoes. So there was a certain resilience there where I wouldn't allow anybody to fill that place. And if I thought they were trying to, I was like, nah, I would resist it. I just, at a certain point, I just had to carve my own way, you know, because I knew I had some siblings coming up under me, and I had to put the best foot forth that I could because I knew they were looking at me. And, you know, I did all right.
Okay.
I was a little nervous for a minute. I didn't think I would, but I did all right.
Yeah, well, you've done great, Charles. I'm proud of you. This is wonderful. Having the videos, and then you have a sort of like a continuation of the videos, and which can help to encourage others that are fatherless or have been fatherless in their lives, in which a lot of people need this type of encouragement. And thank you for bringing it to the forefront.
I thank you for sharing it with your audience.
Oh, wait a minute. Before I let you go, I forgot. Tell us about the contest.
Oh, okay. We're currently running a essay contest in connection with Haley Smith, I Miss My Daddy. And the contest is running for girls ages 10 through 17. And it's split in two parts. The first part is for girls ages 10 through 13. And the second part is for girls ages 14 through 17. And they basically have to give their opinion about the girl's character in the music videos. Like, what would they do in that situation and why? And it's a couple of questions that we ask them. And we're giving away, like, a little over $1,000 worth of prizes, badge, and gift cards, or back to school, and things of that nature.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so now how would someone enter into this contest?
All they would have to do is go to the website, moundrecords.com, and on the first page, once it opens up, you'll see the flyer pertaining to the contest. And, you know, you just follow the instructions there.
Again, to those that didn't hear or just tuned in or something, that's MOUN Records with an S on it, moundrecords.com. Log on there and enter into the contest where you could possibly win $1,000, gift cards, back to school. What'd you say, back to school what now? Back to school gift cards. Okay. This is great, Charles. And I'm sure that a lot of people will be interested in tuning in, because who couldn't use $1,000?
Definitely.
All right. And do you have any other social media handles that you like to share with us? Facebook, Instagram?
Yes. Everything is Mound Records. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of it. It's the same thing. MOUN Records. That's
how I handle. Charles, thank you so much, and I would love to encourage you to love, laugh, and live your life with style. And thanks for being our guest today.
I appreciate it.
All right.
You know, I heard one of your previous shows, and I love the quotes that you put out. One of them that stuck with me is you said, sometimes it's better to not say anything and keep the peace than to be right.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. And I carried that. I needed that.
Thank you, Charles.
So many times you have situations where you're right about something, but it's just best to just know what.
You know what, Charles? I feel the same way. That's why I started in putting these quotes in my podcast, because I too found myself reading some that were so inspiring. I just felt that I had to share them. I'm happy to hear that one of them inspired you.
As we end this, let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. Again, inhale and exhale. As you go throughout the day, stop and take a pause, chill and relax. Please keep in mind that all things which are impossible with man are possible with God.
You've been listening to JanetTheBeautyStyle.com, your beauty, entertainment, and lifestyle expert talk guide. I'm Janet Shields Scott, columnist, radio, and TV host. You can like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. For more fun and informative, yes, and celebrity interviews, log on to the website JanetFitBeautyStyle.com. Remember to love, laugh, and live your life with style. Haley Smith with I Miss My Daddy.
Just what the bussin's for. All I know
is that what you're telling
us? In the heat of the moment of passion, the seed was planted. And though I'm happy to be here. With all this drama, I have to be candid. I don't know what's more painful, being unwanted the day that I landed, or just knowing my presence on Earth now. Clearly, y'all hadn't planned it. Compared to every male that I meet in life, my father is the standard, who unfortunately I'm not allowed to see as you demanded. So here I am, without the guidance of a father, as I trek through this cold world. Sometimes the vein of being the strong woman hides the pain of a little girl. For once, Mom, listen. In spite of all the harm that you wish him, I just can't dismiss him, 'cause at the end of the day, I still miss him.
Despite all this, I miss my daddy.
I'm mad, but you can't force me to like your boyfriend like you can't force me to hate my dad. The please don't like him and he ain't stories is emotional coercion. And as much as